Is it just me, or has TV gotten really complicated? I'm either endlessly searching for my favorite shows or subscribing to a dozen different streaming services to make sure I can watch everything I love. And I'm not even saving that much money compared to my old cable bill. Thankfully, Philo has changed all that for me. One service, all the stuff I need. Philo's got current seasons of the shows I can't miss live on networks like Paramount, A&E, MTV, Discovery, and TLC. Classics like The Office, Martin, and Friends that I never get sick of, and all of the incredible originals on AMC Plus, from Mad Men to Orphan Black. Don't forget their library of more than 75,000 movies and shows, all of which I can save and re-watch anytime for a whole year. Never miss a minute of shows like Gypsy Rose, Life After Lockup on Lifetime, Yellowstone, or Fatal Attraction. Best of all, with Philo, you get all this for just $28 a month. No contracts, no hassles. Just one subscription and a world of entertainment. So go to philo.tv and check it out for a free 7-day trial. That's philo.tv to start watching.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
On our Oakwood Heart Jewelers Talk and Text line, he is the founder and CEO of Are You Serious Sports Network, covering the LSU Tigers and also the Southeast Conference, Blake Ruffino. Blake, thanks so much for joining me this afternoon.
Great to be here, Mike. Thanks for having me.
Blake, man, ain't nothing happened this week LSU-wise. It's just been a slow week, and it's one of those type of deals. But, man, the bombshell that hit Thursday, and you and I have talked about this. There had been rumors now for weeks of the possibility with Bryce Underwood and Michigan make him, you know, one of them godfather offers that you can't refuse. But I think this kind of came like the lightning strike here, and I think – for members of the LSU coaching staff, it came through a lightning strike too. That's just part of the football world we live in, sports world we live in, where money talks and everything else sort of walks. People don't want to believe that, and they want to blame it on what's happened, you know, losing three straight and Brian Kelly chewing out players. Come on, ain't got nothing to do with that. This is all about cash. This is all about money. And think about if you in that situation – and you a 17, 18-year-old young man, and you the parents of that 17, 18-year-old man in your own state, you're not turning that deal down.
No, Mike. I mean, the simple nature is that you could put that in a small mutual fund and live off their interest the rest of your life. I mean, this isn't like a couple $100,000 that we're talking about here, right? I mean, this is multi-million dollar deals. I mean, Mike, the truth is, I mean, the kid's going to make somewhere from $35,000 to $45,000 a day during the season. So, I mean, you get to a place where, I mean, Mike, now with TV revenue share, that's not accompanied into it. So, I mean, this kid, I mean, is he worth it? Probably. I mean, Mike, if you think he's Jaden Daniels or if he's the next generational quarterback, you don't put a price tag on it, right? I mean, and they need a quarterback. So, you know, Mike, 2 weeks ago, we had a full-blown show for Bryce Underwood and talked about it after the Alabama loss. And my thought was simple. Like, listen, I have kids. I know a lot of our listeners have kids. If someone offers you that form of money, Mike, there's a very small chance they turn it down, right? And I know LSU was still there and doing some things too. But, I mean, at some point, it was always going to come down to what it came down to. I mean, I don't hate the kid or the family. I mean, I don't even really blame LSU. Mike, if we're being honest, I mean, at some point the money was going to overwhelm, and there it is. But, Mike, I will say this, though. I mean, when it comes to recruiting, I know you and I have spoken a lot about it. I think from an LSU fan perspective, though, it's tough that you've been in these money recruiting situations and you haven't, from at least a PR standpoint, come away with a win. You know, you watch Indiana today with C.J. West and him making three tackles at the goal line against Ohio State, and that's the guy that you were after, right? And so I think that – I don't think anybody hates the Underwood thing in the sense of that, hey, man, I mean, money is money. But, Mike, I think what's more or less here is that you've lost some of these big recruiting battles when it came down to money. That's been a real problem.
Blake, the other thing, too, is with Jakeem Stewart, I think he's making the trip to Oregon. I know one thing, you ain't got to worry about Phil Knight's check bouncing. And Phil has made it clear that he wants to win a national championship before he passes away. And, you know, Phil's up in his 80s right now. And he's willing to spend, just like with Oracle and Larry Ellison is willing to spend on Michigan. He's willing to spend that and more for Oregon. So you have these guys that with tremendous amounts of money. And I'm not just talking about millions. I'm talking about billions of dollars. And they'll spend it on their school, you know, knowing, hey, you know, I don't know how many more years I got left with this mortal coil. And I think that's been Phil's deal. We've talked to a couple of people involved with University of Oregon. They've made it clear that Phil Knight's made it clear to them, hey, whatever it takes, you come to me and I'll make it work.
Yeah, Mike, I mean, we need a couple of them.
Yeah, right.
You know, I mean, look, Mike, there's a lot of ways to skin the cat. You know, I mean, I was up on Ohio State radio this week and, you know, they had their collective being run on the radio show three times. Now, I'm not trying to call out LSU here or anybody, but, I mean, Mike, on my show, on your show, on everybody's show, they should be running that. I mean, there's a lot of ways to do this now, but to your point, I mean, you got to figure out a way not to be left behind here. Now, I'm not, you know, look, as much as LSU's had success in the portal with quarterbacks, I think it's difficult to say that you can't have success with a portal quarterback. But, I mean, Mike, the truth is when it comes down to players in your state, I mean, I'm not saying that you give Jakeem Stewart every single thing that he wants. But, I mean, Mike, at this point it's going to be a hard sell. You know, and so now you're going up, like you mentioned, against a team in Oregon who, I mean, I'm not saying the kid's got a blank check. But, I mean, Mike, you can't lose kids like this. That's when stuff starts unraveling. Now, I'll make the, you know, this point. Mike, you've lost out of your state the last 3 years. LSU has lost the top safety in the state all three times, okay? They hit the fourth one, and let's see how that pans out. But you need safety help now as an example. So when you start losing out and you're wondering why, like, hey, man, why aren't we good here? I mean, Mike, that starts becoming a problem. So, look, I'm not, you know, the kid could be generational in his own right, but I don't, you know, you can't lose those battles. You got to be very competitive.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Black Friday has officially started at Blinds.com, and the savings are huge. Right now, you can save up to 50% site-wide and score premium doorbusters and a free professional measure. Don't wait. These deals are happening right now. Swapping out old blinds for custom window coverings is a small project with big results, and Blinds.com makes it easy and affordable. With Blinds.com, there are no long lines or confusing quotes. You shop online without sacrificing quality, style, or service. One of our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. We can even handle everything from measure to install. Plus, you get window treatments for your whole home installed for just one low cost. With over 25 million windows covered, Blinds.com is the number one online retailer of custom window coverings. Blinds.com's Black Friday sales event is happening now with our best deals of the season. Save up to 50% site-wide and score premium doorbusters and a free professional measure at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
It's better over here. Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Overall, and you keep up with this a little closer than I do, is there the potential here that this recruiting class would sort of unravel toward the end? Because they've been number one or two the entire time since they started, you know, kind of collecting everything. Is there a possibility of that?
Well, yeah, Mike, I think that there's a possibility of that. I mean, again, you're 2 weeks out, and teams also start getting desperate. You're not the only desperate one, right? And so when desperation calls, there's issues that start happening. So could it unravel? Yes. Now, Mike, I will say this. If you talk to anybody in that building today, I'm not saying the Bryce Underwood thing is good at all, because it's not. But it also sent a lot of people in a lot of panic. And, Mike, from some things that I've heard, it's kind of sent some higher ups and boosters like, all right, man, enough is enough. Now, Mike, I'm just gonna call it like I see it. I mean, you can't have a baseball team outspend you in the portal, you know. And so Jay's gonna and I'm not trying to shift, you know, sports on you here, but at the same time, I mean, Mike, we have a pretty good idea of what these kids in high school were making coming to play for LSU baseball. And this is baseball we're talking about now. So, I mean, there comes a part where, you know, you better start figuring some things out. Jay can't have two of the highest paid athletes on campus right now. So, I mean, I think that it could, but Mike, you're going, you know, you always used to say a thing that sometimes you have to overspend. I'm not saying you're there yet, but Mike, I don't know if you're not getting a little close.
Because I think we live in this world where, you know, I think about my mom, you know, and things with her money. And I would always tell her, give it away now while you can see it doing good and, you know, maybe bring some happiness to you and that sort of thing. And she was like, oh, Michael, I don't want to talk about that. Fool with that when I'm dead. But I think we have another generation not like that. And they want to see some of their money used in a certain way, if it's to their grandchildren or if it's to a school they really, really like. And so I think we're also entering that era where I think it was a generational thing. I keep my money to the day I close my eyes for good. I think that's not quite the case today, and you can pass the collection.
Oh, 100%. And you better pass it. And, Mike, here's the thing, and to that point, I mean, your return on – everybody worries about return on investment. You know what your return on investment is? It's when Caleb Downs makes a third down stop that wins the football game. Right. You know what I mean? That's your return on investment. When the kid's out there in no man's land, one-on-one, and he makes a tackle and the game's over with, you know, that's your return. It's not monetary, but it's happiness that you're – ultimately buying here.
When you look at this game, man, Blake, it's almost like a trap has been set for you. You've lost three straight. You're not playing with any confidence. Before the season, this looked like a big W for LSU. Now the Commodores come in here. They got nothing to lose. They're an aggressive team. They got a mobile quarterback. And so, man, you're starting to check off all these things. They don't turn the ball over much. Again, LSU's got more talent. I don't think there's any question about that. But are they playing up to their level? And I look at what Clark Lee has done, and he has gotten everything he could out of this football team. Now, last week against South Carolina, you got caught in the buzzsaw. You couldn't get your hand out quick enough because South Carolina, man, they playing some good football right now. But,
yep.
Man, I don't have a good feeling about this game, Blake. I'm going to be honest with you.
No, Mike, I actually picked them to lose this week, and fans were kind of mad. But, Mike, here, you know, the biggest thing that scares me is not the confidence that Vandy plays with. It's that we're 101st on third down conversion rate on defense, and Vandy is 20th offensively. If you can't get off the field against this team who wants to stay on the field and play time of possession like they get against Texas, like they get against Bama, Mike, you're in trouble. I'm being serious. And Diego Pavia, man, that kid plays with more swag than me in junior high with Axe body spray, okay? That kid can play. So you better be ready, man.
You know who he reminds me of? I told this to Jeff, and this is generational. I got asked during the week about it, and I've watched Diego play a few games, and he reminds me of a kind of latter-day version of what I saw as a kid, Billy Kilmer, a tough guy. Mm-hmm. That ball come out of his hand. You talk about funky. I mean, none of it is a spiral. It comes out of that every which way but a spiral. He's tough as a runner. He's a better athlete than you might give him credit for, but he's a great leader. He hangs in the pocket. He'll make the big plays when he has to, and he is the straw that turns the drink. And, okay, Billy wasn't the greatest passer in the world, but he was a tremendous leader. And he played with confidence, and he was a tough guy. And he got everybody else feeling that way. And I think that's what Pavia has done to this football team. He's got them believing in themselves. And, man, LSU has not fared well against these mobile quarterbacks.
At all. And, Mike, he leads in rushing. He converts two-thirds of their third downs, which, again, they're 20th in the country in doing. He'll put his head down. Mike, he'll try to run to the outside and beat you with speed. You know, I mean, this kid just plays with nothing but heart. Like you said, it's not pretty necessarily the way that he does it, but regardless if it's pretty or not, it's effective. You know, like he could throw those wobblers like he's Peyton Manning in 2018, but it's not going to matter, or 2016, whatever it was. It's not going to matter when it's effective, right? I mean, if he's effective like he has been, I mean, Mike, I rewatched that whole Texas game again. I mean, he converted five third downs in the first half. I mean, the kid is special, and just some of the things that he does because he's all heart, man. I think this kid, like, if you treat him like he's just a normal dude at Vandy, then he's going to beat you 9 times out of 10.
I agree with that wholeheartedly. Last question for you, and then I'll let you go. How surprised were you today, Florida? And I'm saying, because I knew that they had some firepower on offense. I knew they could run the football. Herb and I talked about it last week. And even with Montrell, dealing with an injury a big part of the season, they had Ball as the freshman. He came in, did a fantastic job for them. You see the talent in Lagway as a true freshman. But defensively, they were awful. Then all of a sudden last week, man, they get after Nussmeier like no other team has in sacks-wise. And then look what they did to Ole Miss today. That, to me, that two-game stretch, after watching them earlier in the year, Billy Napier's done a fantastic job keeping that team together because, Blake, it could have come apart real fast.
Mike, you hit the nail on the head. I mean, the simple fact that they – and even against Texas, I mean, they got blown out by Texas, Mike, and I'm like, I don't know if this team is getting beat by 40 or if they're getting beat by 7. You could never really tell because of how much effort they have. Mike, I mean, look, we've made as a college football community a lot about Billy Napier, but, man, his team plays with serious heart. If you want to find out how a team feels about a coach, go watch Florida play. I mean, like, they had a crucial third down stop, okay, then forced a punt, and then they go down and get seven and basically what won the game. I mean, that's what you call heart in a team. And you're right, man. Billy, I mean, there's a lot that can go on and you can say about Billy, but, man, I mean, they just play with so much heart, Mike. And look, man, they got some dudes now. They got some dudes that can make you miss, and then they'll run you over. Mike, they're a really good combination of speed and power, too. So, look, man, you got to give them credit. But the biggest thing, too, Mike, is if you're Scott Strickland, like, hey, man, I mean, look, they're starting to come together here, and we're going to let Billy run it. And, look, they've had success here, Mike. You got to – look, they're going bowling. If you would have told me at the beginning of the season, the way that schedule looked, that they go to a bowl game, I'd call you crazy. But here they are.
I agree with you wholeheartedly. Blake, thanks so much for joining me this afternoon, man. Always appreciate your time and insights, buddy. And hopefully we'll be talking about a victory, next week, hopefully.
I hope so, too, Mike. Thanks for always having me. I appreciate it.
Thank you, brother. Appreciate it. That was Blake Ruffino, the founder and CEO of Are You Serious Sports Network. We'll be back with more of our Gulf Coast Bank and Trust Tiger Tailgating Show from Acme Oyster House here in Baton Rouge right after this break.
If you've ever wondered about the dark psychology behind history's most notorious murderers, Mind of a Serial Killer is the podcast for you. Find Mind of a Serial Killer on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.